This is a London Undone podcast. My name is Catherine Cartwright. These podcasts give you an audible insight into some curious places around London. This series focuses on the historic and at times peculiar City of London churches, their histories, features, associations, and their spiritual lives. Stumbled across another city church, which, like you say, doesn't look all that welcoming.
All Hallows London Wall. It's called All Hallows London Wall because it is right up against London Wall, and you can even see parts of the old London Wall. And the Roman stuff is only just visible. The red tiles give that away. On top of which, the medieval and Victorian walls were built, and this church is built with part of its foundations on the Roman Wall. And so its name is very appropriate, All Hallows London Wall.
Although this church has Roman foundations, we can date there being a church on this site to around 1130. A 13th century reference to All Hallows London Wall mentions an anchorite's cell being here, a place where a hermit or nun would have been locked in a small space, never to reappear, but to dedicate their lives to prayer. The cell here was called the Anchor Hole. Although the church survived the Great Fire, it had fallen into decay come the 18th century, and hence it was rebuilt between 1765 and 1767 at a cost of £3,000. Tony Tucker from the Friends of the City Churches showed me around.
It looks like an electricity substation, I think, on the...
Or the exterior of a prison, maybe.
Yeah, the exterior of a prison. It's got all the sort of, like, wrought iron cell windows down the bottom, a great big brick wall. And it really doesn't look anything. And it was once on a very small side road.
And it today needs a clean.
Today
clearly.
There's a lot of traffic going
on.
But it really looks nothing. And it's like a number of city churches where the outside is not very impressive, but inside is very fine. And this one is spectacularly good inside. It's by a man called George Dance the Younger, son of George Dance the Elder, built St. Botolph Aldgate and the Mansion House for the Lord Mayor. George Dance the Younger built this church and, of course, famously, the Hindu Gothic portico on the Guildhall. And he was a very famous architect of his time. He trained John Soane, one of our greatest architects.
Where's the entrance? Down here, isn't it? Yeah.
And George Dance Younger was sent to Italy by his father to study. Came back, and as a young architect, this was his first ever building at the age of 24, and it's quite remarkable. It's very original. The interior is stunningly beautiful. The exterior, nothing special. Got quite a nice lantern up on the top of the tower, but other than that, it really isn't anything special on the outside. Inside, however, it is classical architecture of a very fine, very high quality indeed.
Tell me anyway about the interior.
Right, I think this is a brilliant piece of classical architecture, and it's unique in the city. It's got no aisles, it's a simple classical structure, but you have the classical columns with the Ionic capitals, as you'd expect, but above it there is no proper entablature. In other words, there is no cornice, frieze and architrave, the three sections of the classical architecture. All you've got is just a frieze on the wall, so there's no standing out entablature, so it's very original design. And then the vault springs direct from the top of the columns, so it's an unusual design. And you then have this wonderful barrel vaulted I was going to say nave, that's all there is to the church really, with these sort of snowflake carvings in the plasterwork. This coffering is the sunken carved panels in the plasterwork, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. The only light in the church comes from above. George Dance Jr., a bit like Sir John Soane, liked top lighting, and so you've got these sort of half-moon windows at what you could call, I suppose, clear story level, and no other light in the church at all. There's no lantern, there's no side windows, just lit from above. Very, very clever. The apse is beautiful too. It's got, a coffered ceiling, and that is carved in sort of diagonal patterns, and that is a very close copy of the Temple of Venus and Rome in the edge of the Roman Forum. If you stand at the Colosseum and look towards the Forum, this is about the first building you see. It's a ruin, but it's got exactly that pattern. And George Dance, obviously staying in Rome, used that for this church. Yeah. It's very original in London. The painting's by his brother, Nathaniel Dance Holland. And that's a copy of, a Roman painting, a Pietro da Cortona, an Italian artist and architect. There's not a lot else. They've taken out, unfortunately, the pews have long gone, but they had a chancel screen. It was quite unique here with columns into which you dropped the panelling that divided off the chancel. But they've been taken out, in my view, rather regrettably, in very recent years to make the church more open for what it's being used for today, an art exhibition, and they do have a lot of events in here. It's only open one day a week to the public when church watchers from the Friends of the City Churches give up their time to come in here.
So no longer a church in
use? No longer a church in use, really.
For worship?
It's got some interesting features. It's got a nice organ. It's got an original font from St. Mary Magdalene, Old Fish Street,
yeah.
With a more modern font cover. And it's got a sword rest, which is a frame-type sword rest, which comes, interestingly, from All Hallows staining.
Yeah.
And there it is, stuck on its own in the corner of the church.
And you haven't mentioned...
Oh, the pulpit. I haven't mentioned the pulpit. Good point. So the pulpit is unique in that it is the only one, certainly in London, might even be in the country for all I know, where you can only get into it from outside the church. You have to go out of the church, round the back, and it's built literally above one of the bastions on the Roman wall, above which this church is built. So the priest in charge had to walk round the back and climb up there. And it had two additions to it, a clerk's desk and a reading desk at different levels coming down. So it was originally a very interesting structure, and it still is, and it's very, very beautiful inside, and completely different from what you might expect when you look at the outside of a church.
It's like a little iced wedding cake, isn't it?
It is. It's very beautiful. Nice piece of architecture.
Very simple. I mean, I suppose, as you said, when this was built, it was built along a lane, and the walls don't have windows until you reach the top of the walls. But that's probably a good thing now, because it cuts out the sound from
yeah,
the big
absolutely.
Road outside.
Absolutely. It's very quiet. I mean, we're standing here now, and we could be in a country church, you can't hear a thing. And yet outside we've got a dual carriageway of buses and cars and everything else.
So next time you're stuck in traffic outside All Hallows London Wall, consider that behind the dirty brick windowless walls lies a classical treat, a surprisingly thin but airy and light space. Yet another City of London church delight.